Well, here's a question to chew over. How deeply should citizens be involved in governing our counties, cities, townships, or villages? Well, put another way, how deeply do our local leaders want us to be involved? That's the question the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan put to more than 1,300 local government officials all over Michigan. Tom Ibacco from the Center joins us with the verdict. And welcome back, Tom.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Well, your survey seems to indicate local leaders want us to be involved, but not too deeply. What'd you hear from them?
Yeah, that's about right. So we asked local leaders all over the state, 72% response rate, so that, very representative, what their views are on the proper role for citizens in terms of local governance activities. And, I think interpreting the data really depends on whether you see the glass half empty or half full.
All right.
So overall, 81% of these local leaders say that they want citizens involved in some fashion, at least giving some basic levels of input and feedback.
You would think. I'm actually surprised it wasn't virtually 100%, that there were literally some who were like, no, I don't want them involved.
There are. And in fact, out of these 81%, most of them, 64%, of Michigan's local leaders, basically say they want citizens to provide some input, but really not too deeply. We based this the survey around a particular model of citizen engagement that's been developed by a major international organization, and it provides a spectrum of engagement opportunities.
All right, such as?
On the low end, it's basically keep your citizens informed. Send them newsletters, put information on your website so that they know what's going on.
All right.
On the high end, it's really involves citizens deeply in decision making. And what we found is most local leaders are closer to that low end.
So they're kind of saying, we want you involved, we want you informed, but not don't be crawling on our backs. And
yeah, for the most part, that's pretty accurate. They want feedback. There's no question about that. 17% really say just keep citizens informed. Really don't provide too much input even. Hmm. That's really on the low end. But most local leaders are above that. They want at least some basic input from citizens and feedback.
Because one must wonder, if they don't want input and don't want citizens engaged, why would they not want citizens engaged? Isn't that the whole foundation of democracy?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question.
And go a little deeper for us as far as what they feel is the downside of an intensely involved citizenry.
Well, there are costs. Local leaders do identify costs associated with fostering citizen engagement. And that includes, certainly costs on the jurisdiction's budget. So it takes money to reach out to citizens and to pull them in and deal with the input that they're providing, depending on how local governments try to do that. Fostering engagement tends to increase demands on the jurisdiction's personnel. And, so as we've seen in some of our other reports through this the survey program, mm-hmm. local governments in Michigan are in a retrenchment mode. They have cut staff, they've cut services, they have fewer resources and funds to do this type of stuff with. So it's not free to try to
That's
engage
true.
Citizens.
Didn't think about that. So overall, what do you feel these results reflect in terms of trust from citizen to local elected leader and vice versa?
Well, as you know, from our most recent report that we put out a little over a month ago, trust is in short supply in Michigan. Certainly, citizen trust towards government is in short supply. We found more trust of local leaders towards their citizens. And so there's this, if there's political trust in the state of Michigan, most of it is from local government leaders feeling like their citizens can be pretty responsible. What we also found in that survey was the more that citizens are engaged in their local government, the more that leaders trust them. So there's kind of a positive feedback loop.
But there is a dichotomy. Engage, but don't engage too much.
That's right. Don't engage too much. And certainly, if you're going to engage, do it in a responsible way. Come informed. Come with an open mind. Be ready to make your arguments and listen to other people's arguments, because there's always two sides.
Interesting. Interesting look at attitudes all across Michigan in terms of our local leaders towards us, the citizens. Tom Ibacco is with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. Always fun to talk with you, Tom. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.